Ars Electronica 2009 Human Nature Podcast.
Good afternoon. I'm Xiao Qiang. I teach at UC Berkeley Journalism School, but originally from China. We have talked a lot about cloud computing, cloud intelligence, collaboration, connectivity, and all the future possible world. I actually like to use this moment, even briefly, for 15 minutes, to share with you less about computing, but more about human experience. Less about symbols, texts, bytes, information, but more about the real life. I'll start from China, my homeland, 20 years ago. I'm not going to show a lot of numbers, how many internet users, but this is one of my favorite pictures to tell you how Chinese people, like others, into their cell phones and the needed to communicate. But China has internet police, you probably all know. China, the internet, is not a free speech place. It's much freer than the other places, such as official media, but still a heavily policed place. You see the two cartoons look very cute. They have even the cute Chinese names, one called Jing Jing, one called Cha Cha, sounds like a panda name. But it's a combination of two characters, Jing Cha, which means police. And it shows up on the internet portals, BBS, forums, to remind the users, we are watching you. If you Google the Tiananmen Square in the internet, google.com, you see the historical effect, historical record of what happened 20 years ago. If you go to a Chinese search engine, Baidu, you put the same word, Tiananmen, into it, that's how you see. That's how the Chinese users to see with their own history not that long ago. This generation are still very alive. Now, give you a little picture of how the Chinese media and the internet changes. This little corner of the graph, what you can see is defined by the official media being controlled on the up left corner, the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda department, and the sort of the horizontal axis, what you see is what I call the two type of political discourses in China, whether it's the main melody, which is a legitimizing discourse, essentially supporting the legitimacy of the Communist Party, and you have the reform discourse, which is they are liberal reform voices within the Chinese media are that often raising the issues to pushing the society forward. And you have both in China. But with the internet appears, and this is what we see much more complicated world. We'll see the on the expanded the reform discourse, you have resistance discourse, and even you have subversive discourse, of course, where that's where the net police were guarding. And you see the bloggers, you see the online communities, you see the different sort of discourses either supporting the main melody or completely challenging it and criticizing it. And altogether, you see the Great Firewall, which is sort of separate the contents outside of China, which are even moving further to the sort of banned area. Today, what I really want to share with you are two stories. The first one is called Grass Mud Horse. Actually, there are two animals. One is called River Crab, and another called Grass Mud Horse. since this is a cross-cultural presentation, it's a bit hard for me, if you don't understand Chinese, to explain why these two symbolic animals are so significant in the online political discourse. These old stories all start from the censorship. There is a common phenomena, which I'll summarize as where there is a censorship, where there is a resistance. But if you translate it to the Chinese online discourse, it's called where there is a river crab, then where there are grass matterhorse. The river crab was really a Chinese language that in the same pronunciation of harmony. Harmony in China, the political context, is an official propaganda slogan called building the harmonious society, which is, you, if you go to China, you've noticed the official newspapers, official speeches, it's everywhere. That's the Chinese government, sort of the general slogan. However, in the real practices, whenever the censorship being implemented, when an internet user, their blog being deleted or the post being censored, people will curse and say, I'm being harmonized again. And then and soon after that, it became an online, another lingo, grass mud horse. If I use say that in Chinese, it's pronounced as cao ni ma. This is not really a public a language that particularly a university professor should talk in a global forum. I'm not even going to literally translate that. It means doing something to your mother. But if you understand, censorship is a form of violence against the human spirit. If you understand the feeling of any internet user, including yourself, that someone without any explanation, no petition possible, delete your post, your blog, your expression, that's the basic instinct expression you come out. Instead of directly saying that Chinese curse, the people were saying in the same pronunciation but slightly various of a tune, using the different characters, because and written as grass mud horse. It really means to your mother censor. So this grass mud horse been giving an animal face, which is nothing to do, it's not a real animal, this is the Apache, but it's being made into that symbolic face, very innocent, very soft, but with a harsh cursing behind, constructed a online political discourse, what is the resistance to the censorship, extremely popular in the Chinese cyberspace. And just give you the show, the subculture of the Chinese characters, the faces, the products, the t-shirts, you name it, the online community and the people's creativity to create this lovely animal, but with expressing their hatred and rebellion to the censorship. Now, that's a river crab. So in the political context, this type of activism and expression, just like we were talking about cloud activism, you cannot find a leader. You cannot find where is the center. It's self-emerged from the deepest human desire to express himself and against the state censorship. Now, the second story I want to share with you, which is, I probably don't have enough time, it'll be the last one, which is now looking at this Chinese media frame, and now looking at each individuals in those networks behind the screens are composing this, if you want to call it a human computing cloud. But here's a real story that to demonstrate even a cloud that when it has rain, if we use this metaphor, it has to have some one first drop of rain being formed, condensed, and then the phase transition will happen. And in this story, I'm going to tell you this first rain drop, which an individual star. We all remember last year, China has one of the historically worst disasters, the earthquake in Sichuan province. In the earthquake, one of the big tragedy is the school collapse in the earth region. The office building not collapse. The government building is not collapse. Even the individual housing stands there much firmer than those public the schoolhouses. And thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of students lost their lives. Not simply because of earthquake, also because the poor substandard quality of their school buildings. They're not supposed to. And they were being built so badly because of deep-rooted corruption started. And the Chinese journalists wanted to dig to these stories, but they are being banned. Nobody can raise this issue, because then they were threatening the local officials and higher officials' jobs. But in this heavily suppressed situation, what we see is one Chinese blogger who is also a very known artist, who actually helped to design the Chinese Olympic Stadium. His name is Ai Weiwei. I took up this mission starting to write, this is him, Ai Weiwei, and this is one of his most prominent products, so he's a national treasure in that sense. But with his conscience, he's starting to publish on his blog about the names of the students who died. He asked volunteers on his blogs to go to the earthquake region, to visit the families, visit the schools, visit local authorities, to compiling those names, and he will publish on his blog. He published names after names and names, hundreds, even thousands of them. And his volunteers are making those charts and going to the places under the police harassment and becoming a citizen investigation issue against the official media ban. When his blog post being deleted by the blog post host, and he will put a candle on it, simply will repost to another blog and opening up another place. Until this thing getting so big that until his entire blog is being taken offline. But at this time, this whole issue is already becoming a so aware by the society, and even the reform-minded media, Southern Metropolis Daily, run a front-page editorial on this issue. Now we're coming back to this media map, and we see our blogger artist friend Ai Weiwei, where he sits. He sits way off of the official media zone, but still within the net police can sort of completely delete his post. He and hundreds and thousands of other bloggers together, to single-handedly raise the issue of the school collapse and the earthquakes in order to protect the Chinese children in the future, this thing should not happen again. Now, I probably do not have time to show the video, but I want to tell you the end of the story, which then happened in the last couple of weeks. Another Chinese citizen who were in the earthquake region trying to investigate the school collapse are recently being sentenced on the court under the charge of subverting the Chinese state security. Our friend Ai Weiwei went there with other bloggers, trying to testify on the court, challenging the police, even being beaten by the police. But he documented everything and came back. His documentary now is published on YouTube and all over the Chinese internet. It's on the tweets as well. So the cloud are continue to be active and moving the world, the China, to be a more open society. I want to thank you for sharing this story with me.